All right. Welcome into Flatonia. Apologize for the technical difficulties starting us off. We are underway here in Flatonia. Game two of this best of three game series. Rob Reed along with Brett Eberhardt and the Cameron Yeoman leading things off here against the Edna Cowboys. And a quick strikeout to begin the game by the Edna starter Cody Pemberton, a big right-hander, as he struck out Jake Young to start the ball game, and now Zach Brashear in battling against him with a no-ball, two-strike count here as we are just underway on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon from Flatonia. There's a swing and a hard foul ball back out of play off to the right side, and so the count will remain 0-2 with one out here in the top of the first inning.
Well, a much different start for Edna here to start this one, as yesterday they were plagued by walks early on and really no balls yet from Pemberton.
There's a curveball low and outside in the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-2.
And just as I say that, he throws the ball.
That's the way it works. 1-2 the count here. The Omen 10-0 winners last night in game one of this best of three game series. As Pemberton swings, this one hit on the ground towards third. Scooped up over there. High throw, just in time, they say, to get Zach Brashear at first base. And there are quickly two gone. Pretty nice play by Derek Elliott over in the corner at third. Had to backhand that and a quick throw. The throw was a little bit high. Brashear, obviously, with great wheels down the line. And they just did get him. So two outs as Thomas Wren will stand in from the left side to face Cody Pemberton, who winds and deals. There's one flared out into short left field. That's going to fall out of the reach of the shortstop. Wren takes a turn at first, but he's going to stay there. So the first pitch singled by Thomas Wren out into left center field on a little flare for a two-out single.
Well, that ball also squirted away after the attempt by the shortstop Barnes. It actually, off the hop, it hit him in the chest and bounced away from him. And the left fielder Thomas had to go chase it down.
So Thomas on at first. And here is his twin brother, John. John Wren stands in from the right side with a runner at first base and two gone. There's a swing and a foul ball back out of, off to the screen, and it's 0-1.
Yesterday, John 1-for-3, also drove in a run and scored once.
So the Omen get their first base hit with two outs. And it's an 0-1 count here to John Wren. The pitch is a called strike. Thomas was off on the run, and they won't even throw down to second base. So a stolen base for Thomas Wren.
I think that was actually a ball.
Well, I'd have called it a strike. It was a pretty good pitch right at the knees. But it is a one ball and one strike count. As Pemberton deals way inside on a fastball. And it's two balls and one strike. So a strikeout to start things to Jake Young, then a ground ball by Zach Brashear, and now the Yeoman have a runner in scoring position here in the top of the first. There's the pitch, swung on, and that ball fouled back out of play here, and it's two balls and two strikes. Yeoman 10-0 winners last night in game one.
Run short in game as they only had to go the five innings, which is a big help on Zach Brashear's arm.
I think 65 pitches is the number, so Brashear would be available today. John swings and sends one deep down the right field line, and that's out of play. So Wren will come back with a two-ball, two-strike count here and two outs in the top of the first inning.
You got to love when brothers pick each other up, too, as Thomas comes running in and was running on the pitch. He came all the way around to score, pick up the bat for his brother, and hand it off as they had to change places on that foul ball.
2-2 count here to John Wren. Thomas Wren at second after a base hit and a stolen base. Here's the pitch. That ball swung on and popped up on the infield. Right side, first baseman Tate Derlett comes over and makes the catch to retire the side. So the Yeoman go down and strand a runner in scoring position. No runs on a base hit. No errors. One man is left. We go to the bottom of the first. No score. This is Cameron Yeoman Baseball on the ranch. We go to the bottom of the first inning. No score here from Flatonia. Rob Reed along with Brett Eberhardt. Congratulations to the Yo Sprint Relay team in Austin today. State champions. The girls sprint relay team finished second, we understand. And Brooke Brashear finished ninth in the pole vault earlier this morning. And, of course, we'll be getting more of those track results from the state track meet this afternoon in Austin as our broadcast moves along. Give you the lineup for the Yeoman defensively on the mound. Thomas Wren and his brother John behind the plate for the battery. First to third, it's Justin Sapp at first base, Jake Young at second. Ty Morgan is at third, and Zach Brashear gets the start at shortstop this afternoon. Out in the outfield, left to right, Jarrett Beckhusen in left, Michael Yvonne is in center field, and Jason Capriva is in right field. Yeoman wasted an opportunity in that first inning as they got a runner into scoring position. So here is Ryan Thomas to lead things off for the Edna Cowboys. He stands in from the right side, and a high fastball from Wren is up and in for ball one. Cowboys in royal blue tops and white pants. There's a swing and a miss. Yeoman in the white pants and maroon tops. Maroon pinstripe down the side of their pants. One ball, one strike as Wren delivers, and that ball swung on, popped up. And that is going to get out of play off to the right side as the Yeoman sport their Mohawk haircuts.
Yeah.
And not a whole lot of foul territory here in Flatonia. Not a lot of room behind the plate. And down the lines, it kind of narrows in as it goes out to the wall. 330 down the lines. And 360 to the alleys, 350 to straightaway center field. Here's the 1-2, and this one misses inside to Thomas. And the count now even, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, not been a lot of foul ball outs from yesterday, and I think that trend is going to continue.
Here's a 2-2. That one swung on, hit right to Brashear at shortstop. Zach gobbles it up, throws over to first base, and there's one gone to start the bottom of the first inning. And that will bring Camray Runnels to the plate. Runnels, a center fielder this afternoon, did not play last night, was involved in the state track meet in Austin yesterday, and so he was not available for the first game of this three-game set. He stands in from the right side and takes a wild swing and misses, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, different look than a track meet. Taking that first pitch there. Got to get back to playing baseball.
Wren's out in front, 0-1, and this one's a little bit high. He lays off that pitch, and the count is even, one ball and one strike.
Yeah, I didn't play, I can't speak for you, but I only played one sport in high school. I don't know what it's like going from one to the next, one day to the next.
When you're an athlete that's competing at that level, you know, he's a good one. I remember, I believe this was a pretty good football player. Edna was a state-ranked 2A football team during the season as well. So, all these guys doing it all, as many of the Yeoman were as well. One ball, two strikes, the pitch from Wren. This one is swung on. A little slower to Brashear, but Zach charges it and picks it off the clean grass and throws out Runnels, and there are two gone. The Yeoman win the Class 2A Sprint Relay state title and break a record in the process this afternoon with a time of 41.98 as they are state champions with that Sprint Relay team. Congratulations. Two gone, and here comes Tate Derlich, the first baseman, a lefty, who stands in to face Thomas Wren. Takes the first pitch for a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. The winner of this series will take on the winner of Schulenburg and Danbury. Danbury taking game one of that series last night. A swing and a miss by Derlich at a high fastball. Wren goes right up the ladder, and Derlich chases it. So now Thomas out in front here, 0-2.
Wren's been pretty efficient so far to start this game.
There's a swing and a foul ball, I guess. Just did get a piece of that off his fists and fouls it back off of John Wren's mask into the screen. And so now the count will stay 0-2.
Yeah, a couple of quick ground balls here to start this for Wren. And now already ahead on two strikes on yesterday's pitcher for Edna.
Here comes the 0-2 from Wren. This one is low and outside. Try to get him to chase another one. This one in the dirt. Good job so far by Thomas of really changing some of his location. High and tight, and then he drops out low and outside. Comes inside this time. Pitch right at the knees, maybe a little bit in off the plate. And the count is now even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two gone. As Thomas Wren gets a couple of ground ball outs from Ryan Thomas and Camray Runnels. And now he misses low and outside. And the base runner is running. It was a 2-2 count, I thought.
Yeah.
As he takes off running to first base, it's now a full count. And so Derelict, who thought he had drawn a walk, will have to come back to the plate.
He took off like a cannon. He got shot out of a cannon. He was running past.
Yeah, the pitch got away from John Wren. Here's the 3-2. And this is a called strike 3 on the inside corner. It never fails.
It never.
If you take off and show somebody up like that, you're going to get rung up, and he does. A called strike 3 to end the inning. So as Thomas Wren does good work there, retires the Cowboys in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the second, no score. This is Cameron Yeoman Baseball on the Ranch. We go to the top of the second inning here from Flatonia. Rob Reed along with Brett Eberhardt. No score as the Cameron Yeoman will send Michael Yvonne, Ty Morgan, and Jarrett Beckhusen into the plate against the right-hander for the Edna Cowboys, Cody Pemberton. A big right-hander, and around the Yeoman, rounding out the lineup here. Justin Sapp would follow if the Yeoman could get something going here in the start of the second. There's a fastball swung on and fouled back by Yvonne, and it's an 0-1 count. I mentioned Schulenburg and Danbury. That is the next round. The winner of this series would play the winner of that series. If the Yeoman can nail down game two here and advance on, I understand if it's Danbury, that series would be played in Weimar as Yvonne fouls this off. It's 0-2. If it's Schulenburg, then Brenham has already been secured as a site for that matchup. So two really nice old ballparks if the Yeoman can get past the Edna Cowboys this afternoon. Here's the 0-2. Yvonne with a swing and a ground ball. Hard one to the second baseman who moves well to his right. Jesse Martinez showing good range as he scoops that ball to his right and throws out Yvonne. And there's one gone here in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, Martinez had a little ways to get that ball, but nearly stumbled after catching it on the dirt out there and was able to make a nice play out of it.
So here's Ty Morgan. Stands in from the left side, and now time is called. There's a wind blowing in from left field. And earlier this afternoon, that was kind of blowing a little bit across the field. So if you got one as a lefty, if you got one airborne down the right side, you might get a little bit of help from the wind as Morgan swings and fouls that one back.
Yeah, different story from yesterday. There was pretty much no wind to speak of. Pretty calm day yesterday.
So Morgan stands in with one out and an 0-1 count. And he takes that pitch for a strike, and it's 0-2. That a fastball that kind of ran away from Ty off to the third base side of the plate. And now the 0-2 from Pemberton, a big breaking ball. That is a called strike 3. That was a really nice breaking ball by Cody Pemberton.
Yeah, pretty good snap on that one and able to freeze Ty.
Now Morgan, I think, knew as soon as he saw that one break. Also in Region 4, Industrial and Rogers play this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
I understand that they'll have both their entire team intact.
There's a fastball on the outside corner to Jared Beck, who's in, and it's 0-1. It's a pretty generous strike zone this afternoon, at least here in the early going. So as a hitter, the Omen are going to have to be pretty aggressive up there as Beck checks his swing and fouls that off to the right side, and it's 0-2.
Sort of an excuse me there.
The Omen got a base hit in the first with two outs, but were unable to cash in on that opportunity. Here's a swing and a ground ball back up towards the middle. Takes a funny hop. A great play by the shortstop to corral that. Deion Barnes, as that ball was headed towards the middle and hit a spot in the dirt just to the third base side of second, and it kind of took a left.
Dog leg.
And Barnes made a great play to get to it, but couldn't throw out Beckers, and that'll be an infield single.
You know, that was actually very reminiscent of a play I saw Dustin Pedroia make about a week ago. That ball made a deflection, and he ended up barehanding a ball. That's
there goes
exactly
Beckerson on the pitch, and the throw is too high. The pitch was high, the throw was high, and the Yeoman will have a runner into scoring position once again here for the second straight inning with two outs as Beckhusen slides into second, and Justin Sapp will try to pick him up. 0-1 on the way to Justin, and he swings and fouls one off his foot. No score. The Yeoman have a runner in scoring position again. Pretty good speed with Beckhusen at second base. If Sapp could find something to get him home, the Yeoman could cash in. We are in a scoreless game. Here's the pitch out of the stretch. Sapp, a swing and a foul ball into the glove of the catcher, Daquan Cantu. And the inning is over on a strikeout. Second strikeout of the inning for Pemberton. Yeoman get no runs, one hit, no errors. One man is left. We go to the bottom of the second. No score. This is Cameron Yeoman playoff baseball. Go to the bottom of the second inning here from Flatonia. Second round, Class 2A Region 4 playoff baseball here on the ranch this afternoon. Rob Reed along with Brett Eberhardt as we go to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Cody Pemberton, Deion Barnes, and Derek Elliott as Pemberton takes the first pitch from Thomas Wren for a ball. Thomas with a strikeout and a couple of ground balls in that first inning. And this time it looks like he slips on his delivery, and that ball bounces in front of the plate as Thomas slipped on that delivery, and the home plate umpire is going out to, not sure if he's asking if he needs some help done on the mound there or exactly what happened, but he falls behind the leadoff hitter here. Two balls and no strikes. Cody Pemberton, the cleanup hitter for the Edna Cowboys this afternoon. Deion Barnes and Derek Elliott will follow him in the Cowboys lineup.
I think he's asking if he wants to throw a warm-up and
make sure he's all right there. You know, lots of times if you find that spot where that front foot comes down on your delivery, there's a swing and a miss by Pemberton. And you find a spot out there on the mound that's going to give you problems. It starts to mess with your head a little bit. The 2-1 is swung on and fouled back out of play. And so after falling behind Pemberton to start the second, Thomas has worked his way back to a two-ball, two-strike count to the leadoff hitter here in the second inning for the Cowboys. 0-0. In the second, the pitch from Wren, and there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout of the afternoon for Thomas Wren. And that will bring Deion Barnes to the plate. Barnes, the shortstop, stands in with one out here in the bottom of the second. Wren winds and deals. That ball swung on and lifted down the right side, and it will go out of play, and it's 0-1. The Yeoman winning game one of the series last night, 10-0 in a five-inning game. As Wren winds and deals the 0-1, a breaking ball that misses high, and the count is even 1-1. The one ball, one strike pitch, high fastball, And so Thomas falls behind Barnes here. Two balls, one strike.
Barnes was 0-for-2 in yesterday's game against Brashear.
Here's a 2-1 from Thomas, and this one is swung on and popped up and into foul territory off to the right side. A very nice manicured field here in Flatonia, and the wall is a maroon Flatonia color and goes up to probably about a 12-foot wall out in Monster center field as Barnes fouls another pitch off to the right side and out of play. Count out 2 balls and 2 strikes to Barnes, the shortstop, Wren retired the first man on a strikeout.
This is one of those fields that you don't want to be the guy that's assigned to chase foul balls in an inning.
Lots of foul balls, and as we mentioned, not a lot of foul territory in play. Here's the 2-2 from Wren. A fastball just misses low and outside. Might have been just a little bit off the plate. We've seen that pitch called a strike here in the early going so far. As I mentioned, a fairly liberal strike zone, which I always kind of like to see.
It's good for pitchers.
The 3-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. Third straight strikeout for Thomas Wren as he retires Barnes, the shortstop, and there are two gone. Here's Derek Elliott now, who will stand in from the right side. No score. We're in the bottom of the second inning from Flatonia this afternoon as Wren's pitch is swung on and lifted high in the air on the infield. Young at second, under it, has it, inning over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll go to the third, no score. Cameron Yeoman Baseball continues on the ranch after this. Welcome back into Flatonia. We go to the third inning, no score in the second round 2A Region 4 playoff. Cameron Yeoman and the Edna Cowboys. Yeoman winners last night 10-0 in Game 1. And we go to the third here in Game 2. Brett?
Well, it'll be Jason Capriva, Jake Young, as he takes the first pitch up high for a ball to start the third inning. It's going to be 9-1-2, and Capriva, who's leading this inning off a big cog in last night's win, is he's going to fly this one out towards right field, coming over near the lines, the right fielder, and it's going to drop in fair territory. Freeland had trouble with it over there in the corner, and it's going to be going to leave Capriva out at second base. Gave chase to it over near the line down in the corner, and he couldn't catch up to it. So Capriva will now stand at second base with nobody out.
That's the third hit for the Yeoman. Their other two had been two out base hits, and this one a little more promise now as they have some going here with the double.
So Capriva gets it started. Now Jake Young standing in, squaring around a bunt. He'll pull it back and take for a ball.
Well, Jake was a strikeout victim to start the ball game. Pemberton has had great control here in the early going. No walks.
Young squaring again. He'll take this one, low and outside. It's 2-0. Zach Brashear will wait on deck. And as you said, Rob, most of these hits have been coming with two outs. And a good job by the Yo Bats to get it started early. And Young going to lay down a bunt down the third baseline. A bare hand by the third baseman. Throw is going to get away. He short hopped the pitcher who's unable to make the pick. Capriva is going to come around to score. Young heads down to second base.
Well, it's a great bunt by Jake, laying that ball down the third baseline. And probably the thing to do there by Derek Elliott was to not make a throw, because Young was going to beat that out regardless. Then he hurries the throw across, and the throwing error will give the Yeoman a 1-0 lead.
There you have it, a 1-0 lead. The Yeoman strike first, and now with the runner at second, there's a pitch that's going to make Brashear duck out of the way. It was about head high, and Jack had to move. 1-0 is that one. Was headed for the helmet. With Jake at second, there's a rip down in the hole in short. It's going to go out to left, and there'll hold Jake Young at third. So a hard line drive hit in the hole at short that was vacated by Barnes, who was holding the runner at second base.
Well, the Yeoman went through the lineup one time, taking a look at Cody Pemberton, and since then There's three back-to-back hits, the leadoff double by Capriva, then a bunt for a hit, and a line drive single. Hillman in good shape now.
So with nobody out, runners at the corners, there's the fake to third, fake to first. That's an old move. So Pemberton coming set to take on Thomas Wren. First pitch is a fastball for a strike. Wren watching it. Again, you have runners at the corners for the Yeoman. The infield is moved in with the middle infield at double play depth. There's a fastball. It's going to miss high, and taking off for second and stealing easily is Zach Brashear. He will make it in without a throw. So runners now at second and third, and still nobody out. You got a 1-1 count here on Thomas Wren. And he's going to call a timeout.
Well, we understand Mason Mundrick took second this afternoon in the 100-meter dash in Austin.
1-1 pitch, and Wren, I think he may have got a piece of that one right off the catcher's mask. So down 1-2, Wren singled in his first at-bat, was stranded at second base after a stolen base. Pemberton in a jam here in this one as Cameron already leading 1-0. There's a curveball missing inside and down. Evens a count 2-2. Brother John Wren waiting on deck. As the Yeoman bat starting to wake up. There's a 2-2 pitch. It's hammered down the right field line, but that's going to go foul. And I do believe out of play. Oh, no, it did stay down.
Now, Pemberton had really good control through the first time he made it through the lineup. But the Yeoman have really kind of timed him and are hitting him pretty hard here in this third inning. Already up 1-0. Pemberton, the ace, we understand, on the Cowboys staff. Tate Derelick, who pitched last night, talking to the industrial coaches. This was the guy. Of course, Edna was the second seed playoff team out of their district behind Vanderbilt Industrial.
There's a 2-2 pitch from Pemberton. This one's going to be lifted to center. Coming in to get it is Runnels, and there's a near collision between the second baseman and the center fielder, Runnels, and one run is going to come in to score.
Well,
and now headed for third goes Zach Brashear. He slides in safety after a throw got away. They made a throw to third base, and Brashear is able to take the extra bag.
Well, hold on. I think that ball might have been caught. I think that ball might have been caught in center field, and they were trying to throw the ball to third after and on an appeal, basically, that Jake Young had left too early. So we're going to see. I thought they made the initial ruling that ball was caught in center field by Runnels.
Yeah, we're going to have a meeting of three out of the four umpires here to talk about this. Is And now Broussard's going to argue that fact. So I guess what you're saying is they're going to say he caught it, and then they made a...
They're going to call Jake Young out. Young was at third, and there's going to be two outs. So what looked like could be a barn-busting inning for the Yeoman, they're going to rule that ball was caught in center field by Runnels. And now Pete Mogrick coming out from the first base coaching box trying to get an explanation as well.
So Thomas Wren ends up out on a fly ball to center field. Runnels came up throwing to third. And I guess Jake Young, if we understand right, didn't tag. He wasn't sure that it was caught or not. So now there are two outs, and Zach Brashear is at third. Brashear had stayed on the bag at second base. And once Runnels had come up, he took third. So you have a runner at third, and now a one ball, one strike count on John Wren.
And it's still a 1-0 ball game.
And with two outs, you got a chance for John to try to help his brother out here as he takes that one for a ball. Low and outside, I guess that pitch was. That looked like another one of those that had been called a strike earlier. But 2-1 here for John Wren. There's a fastball and a high swing. He's going to pop this one up behind the bag at first base. Coming over to get it. It's derelict. He had to float a bit to get it, and he'll hang on to it. And Wren is retired. That'll end the threat. They get just the one run. But the
three hits,
they get the one run. But it could have been a little bit worse for Edna. They end up having a base running miscue on the yoke. And so they get just the one run out of it. It's 1-0 as we'll head for the bottom of the third. Coming up, it's Cameron Yo Baseball on 105.1 The Ranch. Back in Flatonia, it's Cameron Yo Playoff Baseball. The Yeoman right now leading 1-0 after the top of the third inning. The Yeoman scratching across a run after a leadoff double by Jason Capriva. And now the Edna Cowboys coming to bat here against Thomas Wren. It'll be 7, 8, and 9. Jesse Martinez, Daquan Cantu, and Manny Freeland. First pitch is going to be just a bit inside here to start off the third.
Well, it was a promising top half of the third for the Yeoman, but they kind of feel cheated only getting one run out of it.
There's a ball poked out towards the second base, and Young making a nice play to range over to get it. They nail him at first.
Holy cow. What a play by Jake Young. That ball was hit behind first base. Young had a long way to go and was able to get there. And how about the job by Thomas Wren covering the bag at first to get the speedy Jesse Martinez?
That's a definite way to make up for that running play that was made last half inning. And he does a good job on the defensive side there. It's a first pitch ball to Daquan Cantu, the catcher. The curveball that didn't drop far enough. So 1-0 pitch. That one's going to miss inside and push Cantu back. 2-0. Yeah, great job by Jake on that ball as he had to range a long way to get to it. There's a third ball. Cantu in a great hitting spot at 3-0. Wind continuing to blow here in from left field. There's a fastball for a strike as Cantu taking all the way on that one. Defense pretty much straight away for Cameron as there's a swinging strike. Sort of a wild swing by Cantu and comes up empty. So Wren has worked it back to full. Cantu was 0 for 2 yesterday. Full count pitch, check swing, and he went around anyway.
Well, I'm not sure that was going to matter. I think he was about to ring him up anyway. That pitch right at the knees on the outside corner of the plate. That's a great, great 3-2 pitch.
Yeah, good job of battling back after getting down 3-0. And now here's Manny Freeland, who foul tips that one at the plate for a strike.
That is strikeout number 4 through 2-plus innings here for Thomas Wren.
Freeland out in the field after yesterday getting designated hitter duties. As that ball skips in the dirt, it's 1-1 on Freeland. Again, the defense is straight away. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Burning the black on that one. Good pitch from Thomas. And now Freeland's in a hole, 1-2. Cameron leading this one 1-0. Working on a quick bottom of the third. There's a half-hearted swing that's going to be fouled into the screen. I think Manny might have been fooled a little on that one. 1-2 pitch upcoming yet again. There's the curveball. It's going to be over the head of Wren. Coming to get it is Brashear on the rod. Makes a nice throw over to first and time to retire Freeland. So 1-2-3. The Cowboys go down to end the third. Cameron leading in this one, 1-0. It's Cameron Yo Baseball on 105 on the Ranch. As we come back to Flatonia Bulldog Stadium, Cameron Yo Baseball here on the Ranch, 1-0. The Yeoman leading in this one. Start of the fourth inning here in Flatonia is the Yeoman coming to bat, and it'll be 5, 6, and 7 for Cameron. Michael Levon, Ty Morgan, Jared Beckhusen, as Avon standing in 0-for-1 so far today against Pemberton. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Pemberton has been around the plate most of the afternoon. There's a swinging strike. Might have got a piece of it. Avon down 0-2 now.
Yeah, both pitchers have done a great job this afternoon of throwing strikes. No walks allowed by either guy.
There's a curveball, but he's going to miss badly with it. 1-2. Not quite the sharp breaking ball we saw yesterday from Jack Brashear, but there's another curveball that is unable to catch the strike zone. 2-2.
Let me see if he comes back inside here to Avon after floating a couple of hangers to the outside.
He did come inside, but missing up high. 3-2, so a full count. A good job of hitting here by Michael to work the count back in his favor. And we'll see what Pemberton comes up with on a full count pitch. Here's the payoff. Fastball up in his eyes, swung through it, and it's another strikeout. Fourth of the afternoon for Pemberton, and that's the first retired here in the fourth inning. Ty Morgan coming up to bat, a strikeout victim in the second inning.
They got Ty looking at a breaking ball his last time up.
Late swing on that one, and he'll pop it out into foul territory.
If I were a guessing man, I would bet that Ty would not get fooled again like he did the first time.
If you were a guessing man?
Guessing. I don't bet.
Okay. And Ty will take that one. He'll miss outside. It's going to even the count 1-1. Cameron drawing first blood in this one, scoring once in the third as a foul tip for a strike. Tying the hole 1-2 now.
Now, this is a spot where Pemberton goes back to that curveball if he gets ahead.
And he's done so. Let's see if he brings it. He's going to sail one to the backstop.
Yeah. Not real sure what that was.
It either didn't
really,
make
I think
it, all
it was
or
a fastball that he just didn't really have control of when it left his hand.
It evens the count 2-2. So here's the 2-2 pitch. Check swing as that one came inside on him, and he's able to hold up. It's 3-2.
Well, Cantu, the catcher, thought that was a strike. He was ready to whiff the ball around the horn there, but so he did check his swing.
There's a payoff pitch, and it'll be fouled into the screen behind home. And
that's a good job by Ty right there. He knows that it's been a liberal strike zone. And that's a fastball. He's way late on that one, but just doing enough to stay alive in the count and battle back to maybe get another pitch here.
A little something he can handle. We'll see what happens. Here comes another 3-2 upcoming, and he'll take a walk. That pitch up and out of the strike zone for ball four. First walk by either team. So Morgan goes to first, and here's Jared Beckhuizen. The left fielder had a single in the second. Also stole a base, but he was stranded out at second in that inning. Morgan going to be an attempted pickoff down there as he had taken a little extra lead, it looked like. So Morgan knows how far he can get off now. As the first pitch, Morgan taking off, and it will be a stolen base without a throw.
Well, that was not a good pitch at all for Cantu to try to handle on a steal. That ball right up around Jarrett's ear hole on his batting helmet. And Morgan and the Yeoman have their third steal of the afternoon. Time is being called here. Oh, now are they going to call a balk? They are. Beckhuizen had called time, and in that confusion, Pemberton box, and over to third base will go Ty Morgan.
Yeah, an interesting call as Jarrett was calling for timeout, and he had stepped out of the box, and so Pemberton quit in mid-stride. There's a fastball swung on and missed by Jarrett.
They go back to that third inning. The Yeoman had runners in scoring position with nobody out and a fly ball that was caught in center and then doubled off at third. That was...
There's a squeeze bunt coming in to score, and there's a bunt, and it's perfectly played out of the reach of Pemberton. And a great bunt, and now Jared Beckerson is going to end up at first base. You know,
Brett, that was a suicide squeeze. Ty Morgan breaks on the pitch. Great job by Beckhusen to bounce it over to the right side, and he's safe for a bunt single RBI. That's a big play.
Well, and interesting was that you had the defense in, the infield is in for Edna, and he still was able to bunt for a single. And stealing second goes Beckhusen. Is he in there? He is safe. Drew a throw, and he still steals it safely. And right now, the Omen running wild.
Well,
on the
they're just running with fever. I mean, anytime they get a man on base, John Broussard and the Omen being very super aggressive and running.
So a 2-0 lead for Cameron as Sapp will foul that one to the backstop. Count is now 1-1, and going back to the balk that set up that squeeze, that suicide squeeze, second balk by Edna pitching in the two games. You had one yesterday, you get one today that puts another runner at third base, and Yeoman take advantage. There's a pitch going to miss high, and it's 2-1.
I'll tell you what, that was a heady play there, as Beckhusen had called time, and it was not granted to him, but Pemberton thought it was.
Swinging through that one. 2-2 on Justin Sapp. Sapp struck out his first at bat in the second to end the inning. Trying to extend this one with just one out. Caprivo waiting on deck. There's that curveball that he likes to go to, and a half attempt at third, but Beckhusen is going to stay at second. He broke for third, decided his hold up.
That was a pretty good job by Cantu, the catcher, blocking that ball and then keeping it in front of him. To keep Beckhusen from running to third.
And this is the third full count that Pemberton has worked in this inning. And there's a call, third strike. About knee high on the outside corner. And Sapp is down looking. Second out. And fifth strikeout for Pemberton. So here's Jason Capriva, who has a double. And has also scored a run, opened the scoring for Cameron. So Caprivo with the runner at second, and he'll be brushed off the plate with that one. 1-0. Pemberton giving Caprivo a reason to move. Marcuse and Jen dancing off second. There's one that's popped up, going to go foul.
Brett, we understand the Lady Yo has won gold with the 800-meter relay team this afternoon. So another notch in the belt in Austin this afternoon.
1-1 pitch. That one fisted. Going to be foul as well.
So the boys' sprint relay team winning gold in Austin this afternoon. The girls' sprint relay team took second.
Which boys' relay?
The sprint relay, the short one.
Okay.
And
going for breaking for third, and there's going to be a ball in the hole between third and short. One run coming in to score. That is going to be Beckhusen, who had taken off on the pitch. And he's around to score with a base hit for Jason Capriva. He put one where nobody was, just out of reach of the third baseman in the hole between third and short.
So a 3-0 lead now is a nice job of running and hitting right there by the Yeoman on display.
Now a 3-0 lead is Pemberton coming set here against Jake Young. First pitch a little low, and it's ball one. Yeoman. Working hard now here in the fourth, putting up a couple of runs. There's a pitch that's going to drag Cantu out of his stance.
Well, Cody Pemberton is in a jam now. I mean, this is your ace for Edna, and he's throwing a lot of pitches in this inning. Now he's already down 3-0.
There's a fastball missing as well, 3-0, and it's another three-ball count. That's the fourth one in this inning.
I'm not sure, I mean, how long you stick here. I mean, your back's against the wall. This is a make-or-break game for the Cowboys.
And there's ball four. Four-pitch walk to Jake Young. Young trots to first. Kafriva after the RBI single, now at second base.
So the Yeomen have taken advantage of two walks and two hits here in the inning, and a balk.
And a couple of stolen bases. All coupled together, you've got two runs that you've cobbled across. So the 3-0 lead at two outs. Here's Zach Brashear, the shortstop, digging in. That one's about head high, nearly hit him if he had to duck.
Well, the Yeomen have been super aggressive here this afternoon. I mean, a little too aggressive in the third when they kind of ran themselves out of the inning. But, boy, here in this inning, it has really paid off.
It has. Now you've got five straight balls from Pemberton, and that one is going to miss as well. It's going to make it six straight balls.
Well, he's already walked two in the inning.
There's a fastball down the middle, and Brashear's going to flare this one out to right, and he'll camp underneath it to end the inning. A fly ball out. They strand a couple, but a couple of hits and a couple of walks. They score a couple of runs. It is now 3-0. Bottom half of the fourth. It's Cameron, you'll play off baseball on 105 on the ranch. Bottom of the fourth action here in Flatonia. Cameron Yeo Baseball is the area round of the playoffs, and the Yeomen right now a 3-0 lead as we start this bottom of the 4-0 to Thomas. It'll be 1-2-3 for Edna, Thomas, Runnels, and Derlick. The 2-0 pitch is going to be a hit foul on near the light pole and out of play.
Well, again, a kind of a track update as we're getting this information from Austin throughout the afternoon. Girls, Lady O winning the 800 relay. They took second in the 400 relay earlier today.
There's a 2-1. Excuse me, swing over to first. Coming over to covers the pitcher, Wren, and he'll be fielded by Schaap, who tosses in time, and Thomas is retired.
The Yeomen sprint relay team in the 400 taking gold this afternoon. Mason Mundrick took second in the 100 meter. Ninth place for Brooke Brashear in the pole vault. And those are the results that we have so far. So good showing by the Cameron Yeoman and Lady O track teams.
There's a foul tip by Camry Runnels.
He's an aggressive swinger when he gets up there. We saw that in the first.
No, he doesn't take very many pitches. Runnels, the center fielder, 0 for 1, and he grounded a short in the first. Runnels, one of the players for Edna that has returned to the lineup after being out yesterday due to the state track meet. There's a ball that's going to be lined out towards left on a hop. Beckhusen will pick it up, and it's a base hit for Camry Runnels.
Well, that is going to break up the perfect game that Thomas had going. That is the first base runner this afternoon for the Cowboys of Edna. So he had retired 10 in a row.
10 in a row. So Cameron leading 3-0. Here's yesterday's pitcher, Tate Derlick. 0 for 1. There's a pickoff attempt at first. Runnels is back easily. Cody Pemberton will wait on deck. Pitch from Wren. There's a pitch that's fouled off the umpire, I think. So 0-1. And just one out. Double play would help Thomas out immensely right now. There's another pickoff of Runnels. He is back in safely, diving head first.
Well, Runnels with really good speed over there. We mentioned he was not playing last night because he was in the triple jump, I think, in state track meet.
That ball is going to get away from Thomas and hit Derlick.
Yeah, so a base hit and now a hit batsman. And all of a sudden, Edna is going to send the tying run to the plate.
And it is the cleanup man, Cody Pemberton, who's also doing the pitching. So he's suddenly in position to put his team right back in the middle of it. Runners at first and second. Here's a pitch. There's a half swing and a ball in the dirt. And Blue says, you went around. Strike one.
Well, Thomas retired Pemberton as a strikeout victim back in the third, or the second.
There's a pickoff out at second base. Runnels also back again. Tom's paying a lot of attention to Runnels out there.
Well, we saw his speed when he charged that ball in center field back in the third.
There's
he can scoot.
There's a ball fouled by Pemberton. Back here into the fencing behind home plate. So no 2 count on Pemberton. Tom is trying to come in with a curveball. Couldn't get it to break. It's 1-2. Runnels at second after the single. Derelick was hit by a pitch. He's at first. Thomas Rinn with a look down. There's a pitch that's going to be fouled and poked out of play over the Edna dugout. 3-0 and give chase, but not playable. So yeah, Edna threatening here in the fourth. Cameron leading 3-0. Cleanup batter up for the Cowboys, and now we'll have a time call. And now John going to go talk to his brother. In fact, the defense also coming in for a mound meeting.
Four by 200, Yeoman track team finishing second with another medal in Austin this afternoon. We've been getting these results. We don't know what the team standings are. Of course, we mentioned the Lady O track team has won every meet that they have competed in, including the regional a couple of weeks ago, and having a very strong showing this afternoon in Austin as well. We haven't heard any of those team numbers yet.
There's a spin move by Wren, the pitcher. He will hold on to the ball and not throw towards second. See, trying to catch Ronald snapping, and there's another half swing by Pemberton. He is retired. Strikeout of Cody Pemberton for the second time.
Yeah, that's a big strikeout for Thomas Wren. He got the first man in the inning to ground out. Then he gave up that base hit and hit a batter. And all of a sudden, the Cowboys come to the plate in that situation with a tying run at the plate. And a big strikeout to get that cleanup man.
And now the shortstop, Deion Barnes, late on the fastball. Pulled the trigger, and he's 0-1. Barnes, a strikeout victim as well, one of the five that Wren has struck out. With two outs, the Yeoman a chance to squirm out of this one. There's the ball. Hit hard to the shortstop. Diving play by Brashear. He'll pick it up, throw to first in time.
Wow. Oh, my. And Zach Brashear, with a little flashing of the leather, smiles and points over to the Edna dugout as he runs off the field.
Yeah, a great play by Zach Brashear to bail out Thomas Wren. He makes the diving play at short to knock that one down, makes the play to first, and in time to retire Deion Barnes and end the threat. As Edna had a hit by pitch and a single, they strand two. Cameron leads 3-0. We head for the fifth inning here in Flatonia. It's Cameron, Yo Baseball on 105 on the Ranch. Start of the fifth in Flatonia. Cameron Leo playoff baseball area round action, and it goes back to Rob.
All right, the Yeoman lead it 3-0 and go to work here again against Cody Pemberton. And the pitcher for the Yeoman, Thomas Wren, will lead things off from the left side of the plate. He takes a high fastball, and it's 1-0. Thomas with a base hit. He's also flied out today, 1-for-2. And he swings and takes a cut here, 1-1. Yeoman have made some great defensive plays this afternoon, one that just ended the bottom of the fourth. A dive by Zach Brashear on a ball hit up towards the middle, and then he was able to get up, grab the ball, and throw out Barnes, the shortstop. Here's a swing and a foul ball, straight back, 1-2. We saw a great play with the leather also by Jake Young at second base today, who ranged way over toward the first base side to retire a man. The Yeoman have played lights out defensively so far here today in game two of the series. Breaking ball comes in and hits Thomas Wren, so the Yeoman will put the leadoff man aboard.
Next up for the Yeoman, number 5. That may be a little payback for striking him out twice, maybe.
No, I don't think you're paying anybody back down in a must-win situation for
your
team.
No, but it makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not sure. Wren leads away at first, squaring to bunt and taking the pitch is John Wren for a ball. So it's 1-0. Thomas Wren aboard after being hit on a curveball on a 1-2 count. Leads away at first base. There he goes. John tries to pull the bat back, and now he's saying it hit him. He's saying it hit him, but your hand's part of the bat there, and they're going to call it a foul ball, so it will be 1-1 to John Wren. 3-0, Yeoman lead it.
That was a nice try, though.
Yeah. Top of the fifth inning. And here's a snap throw to first. Gets away from Derelict. Here goes Wren over to second. Takes a turn. He's going to go for three. Ball went way down in the corner on the right side, and Thomas will coast into third base.
Yeah, a great job. He was watching Broussard over at third, who was waving to come for third, and he took the turn and didn't slow down.
Second Cowboy error of the afternoon. The first error plated a run for the Yeoman, and now it sends Thomas Wren to third base, nobody out. Here's the pitch to John. 1-1 is outside and low for a ball. It's 2-1. Yeoman 10-0 winners last night in game one and lead it 3-0 here in game two. Here's the pitch. High and inside, ball three to John Wren. John today a couple of fly balls. Both of them to the right side that were handled by the first baseman, Derelict. Here's the pitch. Swung on. That's popped up in the air, and it will get out of play. And the count will stay full. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at third base for the Yeoman here in the top of the fifth.
The infield for Edna is on the grass.
Here's the pitch from Pemberton. High fastball that swung on by Wren and fouled back out of play. So the count will stay full. Three balls, two strikes. Infield in to try to cut off Thomas Wren from third base. Nobody out for the Yeoman. Here's the pitch. Outside and low. Gets away from Cantu. Here comes Thomas Wren sliding home safe. And the Yeoman lead it 4-0. So a wild pitch is ball four. And on the play, Thomas Wren is going to score from third base. So a costly two-base throwing error by Cody Pemberton, the pitcher over at first base, sends Thomas Wren to third, and then a wild pitch is going to score him, and we're going to have a conference on the mound for the Cowboys.
I also want to point out that Lorenzo Anderson is coming into courtesy run here for the catcher.
All right, so the Yeoman extend their lead to a 4-0 lead. So a hit batter, a throwing error, and a wild pitch. And the Yeoman crossed the plate to make it 4-0. And on that wild pitch, it was ball four. So John Wren draws the walk. Lorenzo Anderson overrunning for him at first. And here is Michael Yvonne. Yvonne today 0-for-2 of ground ball to second. And he also was a strikeout victim. So the Yeoman scoring runs in each of the last three innings.
Well, and Yvonne had a big day at the plate yesterday, a couple of hits, and was stranded at third twice, and a different story so far for him today.
Yeoman, four runs on six hits this afternoon. No runs on one hit for the Edna Cowboys in game two of the series. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, and out of play off of the bat of Yvonne, and it's 0-1.
So you got the courtesy runner, the infield defense for Edna. Now is back at double play, regular depth.
Out of the stretch, and this one misses outside to Yvonne, and the count is even, one ball and one strike.
Looked like Lorenzo Anderson might have broke on that play, distracting your battery.
Again out of the stretch, and low and outside to Yvonne again. And the count now two balls and one strike. If the Yeoman can finish off the Cowboys here in this series, they would advance to take on the winner of Danbury and Schulenburg That pitch is in the dirt, bounces off to the right side. Anderson will scoot over to second base on the wild pitch. And the Yeomen put a runner in scoring position once again.
And that's what the Yeomen have been doing, is being aggressive on the base paths. They do so again and put themselves in scoring position.
There's a swing and a high, deep fly ball straight to center field. It'll hit and bounce off the wall. Yvonne is in with an RBI double, and the Yeomen lead it 5-0 as Lorenzo Anderson comes around to score. Michael Yvonne got into that one and gave it a ride out into the alley for an RBI double. Second double of the afternoon for the Yeomen.
And a nice piece of hitting. He put it right in the gap, and nobody could get to that one. Takes a hop off the wall before Reynolds could get to it. And that gives him a stand-up double.
Seventh Yeomen hit of the afternoon as Ty Morgan takes a pitch high for ball one. So still nobody out here in the Yeomen half of the fifth inning. A 5-0 lead now. And this one is low and outside. What?
That's eight hits.
Morgan takes another one outside, and it's three balls and no strikes.
And that's the third three-ball count he has run in this inning. A lot of pitches being thrown.
This one is inside, and that is ball four. So Pemberton really struggling now. He's walked a man, hit a man. Actually, he's walked two and hit one here in this inning. And then you throw in a double. Well, I understand we got a caller who told us that for the girls, Whitney is in third place right now with 29 points. There's a bunt laid down by Beckhuser. Everybody's going to be safe. Pemberton rolling toward third base to field that ball, but he can't come up with it. And the Yeomen have the bases loaded and nobody out here in the fifth.
Well, and that's another thing that Cameron has done really, really well in this series is bunt the ball. They had several bunt hits yesterday. They have been putting bunts down perfectly down the line, places where there's no one covering. And that's at least the third, fourth bunt hit they've had.
All right, so the numbers out of Austin today for the Lady Yeo track, they are in first place with 46. Tatum is in second with 30, and Whitney is in third with 29. For the boys, the Yeomen are in first with 36 points. We're not sure who is second and third, but both teams with good, healthy leads at the state meet in Austin today. So here's Justin Sapp with the bases loaded, and he swings and fouls one back. Out of play, it's 0-1. Bases loaded here.
Nobody out.
Two runs have already scored. A hit batter, Thomas Wren, would go to third on an errant throw and then score on a wild pitch. There's a pitch that is way high, sails off the top of the glove of Cantu, and everybody's going to be still. One, the count here to Sapp. Then Michael Yvonne doubled in John Wren, who had walked. Ty Morgan walked, and then that bunt hit by Beckhuser. There's one through the hole on the right side by Sapp. Two runs are going to score. Now it's mishandled in right field, and the Yeomen will add two more runs. Into second goes Justin Sapp, and the Yeomen lead it 7-0.
Yeah, the infield for Edna drawn in there, and he was able to squeeze it through between the first baseman and the second baseman. Martinez and Derlich converged on it, but it got between the two of them because of they were in so close. Couldn't react fast enough, and now we may have an injured pitcher. Pemberton is crumpled over here behind the mound. He is walking gingerly.
And so the base hit by Sapp just did find a spot. Talk about a baseball with eyes as that one found an opening between first and second base. The infield drawn in and two runs score to give the Yeomen a 7-0 lead. 10th base hit of the afternoon for the Yeomen. And there are still no outs, by the way, as the Omen have scored four runs in the inning on three hits and have been helped by two walks and a hit batter. And Jason Capriva, who has been red hot at the plate here in game two, is on deck. We're going to have a pitching change.
That is going to be Freeland.
Manny Freeland will come in to do the pitching here.
And Freeland closed out the loss yesterday for Edna as she came in the final inning.
Well, we won't be able to close the books yet on Cody Pemberton as the two base runners on base still belong to him. As Beckhusen is at third, and Justin Sapp is at second. Got a pitching change. Let's take a 60-second timeout. We'll be right back to Flatonia. This is Cameron Yeoman Baseball on the Ranch. All right, pitching change complete here. Manny, the new man on the mound for the Cowboys of Edna. At the plate is Jason Capriva, who has a double and a base hit. He scored a run, and he's driven in one.
Continuing the big day from yesterday.
Here's the pitch from Freeland. Not a lot of herky-jerky motion in his delivery as he winds and delivers low for a ball. He's got like a hitch in that elbow as he comes up over the top on his delivery. And he misses outside here to Capriva. It's two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, that's something I didn't recognize from yesterday when he came in to pitch.
And this one is swung on and popped up right side. Coming over for it is Derlett, the first baseman, and he will glove it for the first out. So Edna finally able to get the Yeoman out here in the fifth as Jake Young will stride to the plate. Jake today, 1-for-2 with a base hit.
Infield remains in for Edna.
And the first pitch a little bit high for a ball. And it's 1-0. Not a lot, not near the velocity on the fastball from Freeland as we saw from Pemberton as he misses outside here to Jake, and it's two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 now on the way to Young, and Jake swings and pops that one up foul. Back off to the right side, out of play. 7-0. Yeoman lead it here in the fifth.
Yeah, Freeland yesterday, when he came in relief, gave up two hits and the game-ending run.
There's a swing and a hard shot up the middle. Two more runs going to score. Here comes Beckhusen home. Now it's misplayed in center. Young is going to be in at second, and he'll have a base hit and two RBIs to give the Yeoman a 9-0 lead.
And a great piece of hitting. Hit it hard and put it up the middle, and the misplay in center sends him to second base. Puts the Yeoman one run from possibly sending this one after five.
So a two RBI base hit there by Jake Young makes it a 9-0 score. We can close the books on Cody Pemberton now. Four innings of work. He struck out five and walked three. 10 base hits and 9 runs. And the Yeoman still bat here in the fifth. Here's a pitch low and inside for a ball to... Well, did they intentionally walk Brashear? Was that...
Looks like they did.
And this is Thomas Wren, who started the inning by getting hit by a pitch. Thomas was hit by a pitch in what was a 3-0 ball game at the time. He got to third on an errant throw, scored on a wild pitch, and that started this big inning as he takes this pitch. I thought he called that a strike. Did he not? No, it's 3-0. Freeland out of the stretch. This pitch is too far inside, and so the Yeoman will have the bases loaded again.
But Edna is still in double play territory with just one out. You have a force at any base, and we'll have a courtesy runner, it looks like, as Juan Casillas is coming in to run here for Thomas.
So here's John Wren. Bases loaded. 9-0 Yeoman lead it. Only one out here in the Yeoman fifth. And this pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Freeland having a hard time throwing strikes since he has come in for Cody Pemberton. And here's the pitch. This one is low and outside for a ball, and it's 2-0 to John Wren.
Yeah, the infield is, the corners are in for Edna.
As this one misses to John for a ball, and it's now 3-0.
That's seven straight.
There is ball four. So that will walk in the 10th Yeoman run of the afternoon as Jake Young crosses the plate. And now that brings Michael Evon to the plate. So John will get credit for an RBI on the walk. And it's a 10-0 Yeoman lead. So here's Evon, who takes a strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, he threw 10 straight balls there before that strike.
Now the 0-1 to Evon with the bases still loaded, and he misses with this one, and the count now even, one ball and one strike.
I also want to point out that Lorenzo Anderson now running for John Wren, the catcher, as a courtesy runner.
As pitch outside for ball. In this fifth inning, the Yeoman have scored 7 runs on 4 hits. A 2-1 is chopped hard foul down the third baseline in the count 2-2.
Yeah, you've had
two errors also in the inning, a hit batsman.
And 5 walks.
And 5 walks.
One intentionally.
Here's the 2-2 to Evon. Breaking ball swung on a chop foul down the third baseline. Yeoman took a 1-0 lead in the third. They added 2 more in the fourth and 7 here in the fifth. They won yesterday 10-0. And lead this one 10-0. Breaking ball or fastball high and inside misses. And the count goes full here, 3-2. So Freeland came in and got an out on the first man that he faced, Jason Capriva. And then has struggled since then. Swinging high, fly, pop, foul off to the right side and will get out of play. So Evon will stay alive. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
We'll do it all over again.
Well, the fifth-ranked Yeoman feeling it. 3-2, outside, low, ball 4. Another run will score.
That is Brashear trotting home from third. Bases loaded with one out. I think it's the Mohawks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I understand that if they make the state tournament, the Mohawks will be dyed maroon.
Maroon or gold?
I was told maroon.
I've been at the state tournament before when there have been, usually there's at least 2 or 3 teams that are in the state tournament that have their hair bleached gold. So we're going to have another pitching change here. That's going to be it for Manny Freeland. And we will, we'll take a 60-second timeout and sort things out defensively and come right back. Yeoman lead it 11-0 over the Edna Cowboys here from Flatonia. This is Cameron Yeoman Baseball. We're back in 60 seconds. All right, welcome back to Flatonia. Pitching change here. Guy Dodson will be the new pitcher for the Edna Cowboys. Will not be able to close the books yet on Manny Freeland as he came in and walked 4 in his one-third of an inning, 1 base hit. And let's see, 4
walks.
Two runs have scored on him so far. And the base is loaded. So all three runners, property of Freeland, as now Ty Morgan will step in. Yeoman have sent 12 men to the plate so far here in this fifth inning, scoring 8 runs on 4 base hits. Couple of errors here in the inning two. As Dodson, another right-hander, will deliver low and inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Schulenburg, we understand, is up 7-2 on Danbury in game two of that series. Danbury won last night 6-5. Here is the 1-0. And there's a swing and a ball gloved over by the first baseman, Derelick, who races to first to get Ty Morgan for the second out of the inning. That was a pretty nice defensive play by Derelick. In the process, Thomas Wren, or actually I guess that was Casillas running for Thomas,
right,
scores the run to make it a 12-0 ball game. So over to second and third go the Yeoman.
Yeah, that was a great play by Derelick out at first. He had to dive to his glove side, came up with the ball, and when he got up, there was nobody at first, so he had to go running himself to take it, and was able to just beat Ty Morgan to the bag at first.
So second and third now, as it looks like we will see a pinch hitter here for the Yeoman.
That is Justin Pratt.
So Justin will hit for Jarrett Beckhusen. So second and third, the Yeoman have scored 9 runs in the inning and now lead it 12-0. Have outscored the Cowboys in the series 22-0. Here's the pitch, a big breaking ball that misses high to Justin Pratt for a ball. Jarrett Beckhusen, pretty good day. 3-for-3, 2 runs scored and an RBI. Also stole 2 bases as Justin Pratt will bat for him here in the fifth. And Justin swings and misses, and the count is 1-1.
That looked a little bit late on that one. And
Yeoman, 12 runs on 11 hits this afternoon, building this 12-0 lead here in the top of the fifth. And this pitch bounces on a fastball in front of the plate, and it's 2 balls and a strike.
And Edna's got another kid warming up in the bullpen. Brent Strickland, a right-hander, is getting loose.
Here's a swing and a miss by Pratt. And the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeoman will have a chance to close out game 2 in 5 innings if they can get things done in the bottom half of the inning defensively. Here's a big breaking ball that comes in behind Justin Pratt. And the count will fill here, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs as the Yeoman have had a huge fifth inning here this afternoon. Here's the pitch on the way from Dodson. Here's a swing and a miss by Pratt. And the inning is finally over, as the Yeoman score 9 runs on 4 hits. They'll leave 2 men stranded. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Cameron Yeoman 12, Edna Cowboys nothing. This is Cameron Yeoman Baseball on the Ranch. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Yeoman lead it 12-0. Chance to close out their second straight run rule game if they can retire the side. They could even give up a run and be able to end this game. So here is Derek Elliott to lead things off. Elliott takes a high fastball from Thomas Wren. Thomas, a long break in that inning as the Yeoman scored 9 runs in the inning. That pitch misses low for a ball.
That was definitely
14 men to the plate.
Definitely a long break.
Here's a 2-0 from Wren. There's a swing and a miss by Elliott. So Wren trying to nail down a 5-inning win here this afternoon. As he delivers a 2-1, there's another swing and a miss by Elliott. And the count is 2-2. No base runner reached until the fourth, when Camray Runnels singled with one out in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-2 on the way here, and this is outside just a little bit off the plate, and it's three balls and two strikes. And then Thomas hit the next batter. Those have been the only two base runners this afternoon.
Only three-ball counts all afternoon.
He has been very efficient on the mound following an efficient night last night by Zach Brashear. And Thomas Wren doing a fine job on the hill here this afternoon. Has a 12-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. That was a ball, but I'm not sure where it missed. It was right at the belt. I guess they're going to say it was inside. And it's a walk to start the inning for the Cowboys.
Brings up Jesse Martinez, the second baseman.
So leadoff walk as Martinez takes a called strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. Runner at first is Elliott. After the leadoff walk out of the stretch, there's a swing and a ground ball chopped to the third side. And it's 0-2 to Martinez. Martinez grounded out to second to start the third inning. Bats here with a man aboard and nobody out in the Edna half of the fifth inning. Hillman scoring 9 runs on just 4 hits in the top of the fifth. There's a swing and a miss. Fire down from Wren to first base, and they chase Elliott back, but the ball goes fluttering out into right field. No harm done as Elliott does not advance. So there's one gone as Martinez is a strikeout victim here in the fifth.
That's number 6 for Thomas this afternoon.
And that will bring Daquan Cantu to the plate, the Cowboy catcher. And he takes the first pitch from Wren high for ball one. Again, the last report we had from Austin this afternoon, both teams, Cameron Yeoman and the Lady Yeo Tracksters, in the lead in the team standings. Here's a foul ball that just gets out of play, bangs on the roof over us. Count is even, 1-1.
And it looks like there will be a pinch hitter if it gets that far. Standing on deck, hitting for the pitcher would be Xavier Redlin.
1-1, 1 out and 1 on for Edna here in the bottom of the fifth. And this pitch bounces up in front of the plate, goes all the way back, and Elliott will scoot up to second base on a wild pitch.
I think maybe that long sit between innings have a little bit of an effect on Thomas.
2-1. Here's the pitch. High, ball 3. Cantu, a strikeout victim, his only other trip to the plate this afternoon. That was in the third. One of the 6 on the afternoon for Wren. And he fires a fastball on the outside corner. Here in the count now, 3-2. So Elliott out at second base, 1 out, as Wren winds and deals a high fastball for ball 4. So that will put runners at first and second base. And here is Xavier Redlin to bat in the number 9 spot. Where Freeland had hit. And so Redlin will stand in with 1 out and 2 on. Yeoman leading it 12-0, a big 9-run fifth inning this afternoon from Flatonia.
Redlin yesterday got the start out in center field and was 1-for-2, singled in his first at bat and then struck out later in the game.
So now we're ready to go after all of the paperwork gets filed here on Xavier Redlin. First and second for the Cowboys. A couple of walks and a strikeout here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Wren deals. Ball swung on. Flared out into right field. That's going to fall in for a base hit, and the bases will be loaded here for the Cowboys. As Jason Kapreva couldn't quite get to that ball. Little flare off the bat of Redlin. That's the second Cowboy hit of the afternoon. So Elliott over to third, Cantu at second, and Redlin at first. Top of the order is at the plate now with the left fielder Ryan Thomas. And the first pitch, a breaking ball swung on and missed by Thomas. Thomas doing his best to try to hold up on that pitch, but couldn't do it. And it's an 0-1 count here for Thomas. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit towards third. Morgan to second for one. On to first, won't get him. Run is going to score as Elliott crosses the plate. So they get the force at second. As now there are two gone here in the inning.
Yeah, it's little slow on the transfer to second base and unable to get the speedy Thomas over at first on that double play attempt.
So here is Camry Runnels, who takes the first pitch for ball. It's 1-0.
One of the few times he's not swung the bat.
He's been pretty aggressive when he gets up there. First and third for the Cowboys. Here's a pitch from Wren. That ball swung on and fouled away, and it's 1-1. So Elliott scores on the ground ball, and there are two gone. Thomas Wren trying to put the wraps on this one. If he can get Camry Runnels here, it would end the game on a run rule afternoon. Hillman lead 12-1. The pitch swung and he missed at one in the dirt. I know he never saw that ball. And it's 1-2. So the Yeoman a strike away here from advancing on in the 2A Region 4 playoffs. The pitch in the dirt for a ball, and it's 2-2.
Try to get him to chase the same pitch, and Runnels had none of that.
Yeoman tried to advance to the regional quarterfinal round, Region 4, Class 2A baseball playoffs. First and third, 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit back towards the middle. It's through for a base hit, and the Cowboys have crossed the plate again, as this time Cantu will score, and it's a 12-2 game.
Next up for the Cowboys, number 18, Tate Garland.
That's the third hit as Runnels put that one right up the middle. There was a dive attempt by the shortstop for Shear behind the bag, but he couldn't get to that one. Sort of almost the same sort of kind of spot he had made a diving attempt at earlier. That one hit just a little bit harder, though, and squirts through into center field.
So Tate Derlick will stand in now. He was hit by a pitch his last time up and was also a strikeout victim back in the first. And the pitch from Wren is in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. 12-2, our score here from Flatonia. Yeoman lead it. Edna batting in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch from Wren, high and inside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
And Wren hasn't really been as sharp since that 9-run top of the fifth that the Yeoman had. He sat for a long time and hasn't been quite as sharp.
The 2-0 is too far inside. That's 3-0. Seventh Cowboy hitter of the inning. And up to that point, Thomas Wren had only faced as many as five in one inning. Inside ball four. So Wren has now walked the bases loaded. Thomas over at third, Runnels up to second, and now Derlick at first. And that will bring Cody Pemberton to the plate with the bases loaded and two outs. 12-2 game. There's a called strike to Pemberton, who has been a strikeout victim in both of his previous trips against Wren. Here's the 0-1. Swung and he missed. And it's 0-2.
Just hasn't looked comfortable at the plate all afternoon.
He's really been fooled, it looks like. on just about everything Wren has given him. Strike three, game over. Game, set, and match as the Cameron Yeoman will advance to the quarterfinal round, region quarterfinal round, with this 12-2 win here this afternoon in Flatonia. Thomas Wren gets the win as the Yeoman win 10-0 last night, 12-2 this afternoon, to put the finishing wraps on the Edna Cowboys, as the Yeoman will still have not lost a 2A game on the season. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back and wrap things up. We'll talk to head coach John Broussard here on the broadcast as well in our post-game report from Flatonia. Once again, the final, it's the Cameron Yeoman over the Edna Cowboys, 12-2. We're back in 2 minutes. And welcome back into Flatonia and our broadcast this afternoon. Cameron Yeoman will advance to the regional quarterfinal round with a 12-2 win this afternoon over the Edna Cowboys. And the fifth-ranked Yeoman continue to roll as they run rule the Cowboys for the second straight game of the series and will advance to face the winner of Danbury and Schulenburg. Thomas Wren gets the win on the mound this afternoon. Thomas going all five innings. He struck out seven. He walked three. And two runs allowed. Both of those were earned runs. He only surrendered three hits. Thomas had a perfect game, as a matter of fact, going to the fourth, and had retired 10 in a row before he surrendered a base hit and hit a batter in the fourth. Edna would strike for two runs in that fifth inning. At the plate this afternoon for the Yeoman, Cody Pemberton on the mound for Edna is charged with a loss as he goes four innings, struck out five, walked three. The Yeoman tagged him for 10 hits. Nine runs, seven of those were earned, and Cody Pemberton, the losing pitcher here this afternoon. Yeoman, pretty balanced at the plate. Lots of base hits, as we mentioned. Jarrett Beckhusen leading the way, 3-for-3 this afternoon with an RBI and two runs scored. Jason Capriva went 2-for-3 today with a double and an RBI. And Jake Young, also a good day at the plate as well, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Two runs scored for Thomas Wren as he went 1-for-2 at the plate as the Yeoman got on the board. One run in the third. They would add two more in the fourth, and then in that fifth inning, nine runs come across to score as the Yeoman explode and go on to win on a run rule. Coach John Broussard joins us now on the postgame show. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk about this one a little bit. First of all, one of the things that stood out to me was some fantastic defensive plays today.
Right, our guys play great defense. Carrying on from the regular season here, we've been working hard during practice. Zach Brashear made a great play there, I think in the third or fourth inning, and saved us a run. And we got to be good defensively if we want to win. So,
super aggressive on the bases this afternoon. Got you in a little bit of trouble there in that one inning. Let's go back and talk about that. I think that happened in the third with nobody out at the time. And a fly ball out to center field. They say the center fielder, Runnels, caught it. Take us through that series at the time. There were runners, I believe, at second and third.
Yeah, I think we had no outs, second and third, and it was a shallow fly. Kid dove, and it's one of those balls that you can't tell if he caught it or not. Jake tagged up. Umpire said he didn't. Just got to move on, and umpires are human, so luckily it didn't cost us a game, and we kept fighting and came out with a victory.
All right. The aggressive nature of the base pass, something you saw behind the plate last night, or was it talk about that part of your game plan this afternoon?
Well, when we get guys on, every time we preach to our kids, every time we get a guy on, we're wanting to score him. So we have some pretty quick guys, and we'd like to take advantage of that if the situation's right. And today the situation was right, and we played smart on the bases, and I'm proud of our guys.
All right, Danbury Schulenburg, the winner of that series, is who you'll face. Last report, I think they were in the fourth, and Schulenburg was up in that ball game 7-2, I think. So if it's Schulenburg, Danbury, talk about sights for the next week.
If we play Schulenburg, we've already agreed that we're going to play in Brenham at Fireman's Park next week. We're not sure if it's going to be a three-game or one game. We're going to talk to the coach if it's them. If it's Danbury, then we're going to play them in Weimer. And same thing, we're not sure of the three-game. yet. So we've already got the sights set, so we're looking forward to it.
All right. Congratulations on this one, Coach. Enjoy it, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right. Coach John Broussard on our postgame show as the Yeomen win this one here this afternoon by a final of 12-2. Thomas Wren, the winning pitcher, as the Yeomen outscore the Edna Cowboys here in the series 22-2, a 10-0 win last night and a 12-2 win here this afternoon in game two of the series. That'll wrap up our broadcast. Of course, we will be on the air with the next round as the Yeomen take on either the Schulenburg Shorthorns or the Danbury Panthers next week in the regional quarterfinal round of the 2A Region 4 playoffs. And again, congratulations going out to the Yeo and Lady Yeo track teams who have been dominating in Austin today at the 2A state meet. We'll have all the results of how they did tomorrow morning at 7:30 on our morning report. Final thought, Brett?
Just an all-around great effort from pretty much all facets of the game. They did well pitching, did well hitting, did well defensively. Can't ask for a whole lot more in a first-round opening series.
All right, the Yeomen win it in two straight over the Edna Cowboys, 10-0 last night, 12-2 this afternoon, and that will do it here from Flatonia. Special thanks to Randall Lane running the controls back at the Ranch Studios this afternoon. Again, for Randall Lane, Brett Eberhardt, I'm Rob Reed. Final score, the Yeomen win it today, 12-2. This has been another KMIL Sports presentation. Good afternoon.